Well, there's a special Detroit Booze Carnival today where you can sample beer, spirits, seltzers while competing in oversized games, including human foosball, giant cornhole darts, beer pong, and more. You can still get tickets for the event at Shed 5 in Eastern Market. A $40 general admission ticket includes admission from 7 till 10 tonight. And 10 drink tickets. What? That's a booze fest. I'm not sure it's... You better have a Metro car or something if you're going to get 10 booze tickets. Yikes. Ed Weglars is here. He's the president and CEO of the Midwest Independent Retailers Association. Those wonderful shops that now have teamed up with gas stations and elsewhere. And they have a fascinating concern that this government tax suspension, which I've been kind of making fun of all along at 18.4 cents, isn't going to go far, and that retailers fear no actual savings for consumers. Ed, it's Paul W. Nice to meet you. And tell us how you came up with this idea. I mean, I understand that it's not a lot of money, but you're saying you don't think that any of your membership are going to get any benefit from this.
Well, Paul, thanks for having me on this morning. Sure do appreciate it. And that Booze Fest sounds like fun, but please, no driving after that.
No, not after not after 10 tickets for drinks. My goodness.
No. But the hiatus, or whatever you'd like to call it, on the 18 cents federal road tax or federal transportation tax, you know, anything that brings the price of gasoline down, our retailers are for, because we're on the same side of the issue as the motorists. We want lower gas prices, because when the motorist puts more money in his gas tank, he has less money to spend in the store, where the retailers actually make some money. So, you know, we're on the same side of the issue as the motors. We'd like low gas prices. But the problem we see is that as the price changes, as our wholesale price changes every day, the 18 cents reduction in the gasoline because of the tax being eliminated, that'll be fine, except we don't know how the price might change that same day. Now, if the price goes down, you'll see a decrease of more than 18 cents. But if the price goes up, you're not going to see that full 18 cents. And I know the motorist is going to immediately expect an 18 cent decrease in the price of gasoline.
And discounting, Ed, that these gas retailers have thousands of gallons in their tanks already that they didn't get the break on.
Right, and the customer might not understand, but all the taxes, the federal tax, the state road tax, even the sales tax, is prepaid on the gasoline in the ground. In other words, we pay that tax, and then it's up to us to collect it from the customer to make sure that that we're made whole. So so there's going to be a waiting period until that 18 cents is actually felt by the customer. And so we don't think it's going to have the effect that a lot of people expect it to have, and that we're going to be caught in the middle as the bad guys. And believe it or not, as I said from the beginning, our retailers want to see lower gas prices just as much as as a motorist, because as gasoline prices go up, people do buy less of it. They're watching their driving, especially now that it's over $5 a gallon.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's an issue. Also, you know, sales tax goes up as the price goes up. So that's an issue. And also, credit card fees are a percentage of the sale. And more people use credit cards now since COVID than ever before. So all those things contribute to the increase in the price.
And all of this avoids the obvious, which is the real solution to reduce these horrific prices that retailers and consumers are paying is to help refiners increase production. And, of course, our government currently likes to pretend that this is all Putin's fault, but we know that's not true. And we know that if we could increase production, the prices would go down.
Yeah, Paul, you took the words right out of my mouth. The real solution is helping refiners increase production by increasing permits and, you know, allowing more domestic more domestic production. That's where the that's where the situation lies. And you know, we're all we're being the oil industry is being portrayed as the bad guys and as an impediment to the future because we want to go with electric cars. So the executives of different oil companies, they're leery about making additional investments because of the capital improvements, because we don't know if we're going to be in business a couple years from now, you know.
Yeah.
And even the banks are a little reluctant to finance capital expenditures because of the fact that there's this huge tsunami rush to go to electric vehicles rather than do it evolutionary. We're doing it revolutionary.
Yeah, we're doing it. We're forced to do it. Let's get right to the point. We're being forced to do it. But be that as it may, Ed Wiglar is with us, president and CEO of the Midwest Independent Retailers Association, MIRA. M-I-R-A. And though you are representing retailers, multi-state, Michigan, Ohio, surrounding states, and though you do independent supermarkets, convenience stores, you also, what we think about are the petroleum retailers, the service stations, maybe even specialty food markets. A little history lesson, if you can, quickly. When did people who owned gas stations realize that, for goodness sakes, if we've got all these people coming in for gas, maybe we better offer them some other products while they're here?
Well, you know, if you recall, back in the 80s and even the early 90s, we had mostly repair shops involved with the sale of retail gasoline. But then cars got so complicated to repair as we moved into computer chips, et cetera. And they decided that it might be a good idea to add convenience items to the retail gasoline outlet. And so the convenience store was born, so to speak. And now you have, you know, not just chips and lottery tickets and some soft drinks and coffee, but you're getting more and more food services, and not just pre-wrapped sandwiches, but you're getting pizzas and sub sandwiches and fried chicken or roasted chicken. More and more people are actually stopping at the convenience store to gas up and also to buy some convenience items and not have to shop at the large supermarket. The other thing, Paul, is it was a defensive move because, believe it or not, whether gasoline's $1 a gallon or $5 a gallon, the retailer does not make enough money to support the entire business.
Yep.
There's always about a 10, 12, 15 cent profit in gasoline. We're not the smartest businessmen from that standpoint. It's very, very, very competitive at the nozzle, I always say, and the customer is very sensitive to the price, and we publish those prices in 2 foot high numbers right at the curb.
Right, no surprises.
No, and so they've had to add some other services, whether it's the convenience store or a laundromat or some financial services. And those are the kind of things that we at the Midwest Independent Retailers Association, with the various partner programs that we have, help our members so they can weather the storm.
Yeah.